Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Right when I take a drink of water.
Amazing. Gotcha.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to an episode of What We Said podcast with
Chelsea
and JC.
I don't know why I pointed to you when I said Chelsea.
No one can see you.
That's me.
So today we wanted to chat with you guys a little bit about social media. Kind of just the good, the bad, everything in between.
The good, the bad, the gossip.
Yeah. Our goal with this podcast has always been to keep things very lighthearted and upbeat.
We don't want to be downers.
Yeah, we don't want anyone to ever feel worse than they did when they started listening to the podcast. That's definitely a priority. And that being said, I almost was hesitant to talk about social media just because I think a lot of people do see it in a negative light. And
yeah,
I don't know. But we just want to read some stuff for you guys and chat about our opinions and
bring awareness to the subject.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's an important subject to talk about. You can't just ignore it.
Definitely.
It's everywhere.
So I don't know if you guys are familiar, because I think this happened mostly in Utah and a little bit of Arizona, but there was this huge like uproar maybe a few months ago.
It was like a movement.
A huge movement where some guy posted on his Instagram kind of saying, actually, I feel like I'm not educated enough to like put, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but what was the general idea? Do you remember?
I feel like it was just basically bringing awareness to the subject, like, of social media being bad for children and being bad for mental health almost, where it's like we don't realize the negative effects it has on our mental health.
Right.
And how it's causing. I just remember him posting a lot of like screenshots of like mothers talking about like things that how it's affected their kids, like their teenagers, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that's basically the base of it, is like how it's affecting our mental health mostly.
Okay. And I, to be fair, I did agree with some things that were said, and I do think that there's definitely an element of negativity to social media, and if used a certain way can definitely affect your negative or affect your mental health negatively.
Yeah.
But it kind of turned into this like, let's bash influencers and bloggers, like they're perceiving or they're portraying this unrealistic reality and no one can attain it.
Yeah. It was unintentionally, I think, it like put people on two sides. Like,
yeah.
Okay, you're either like, on this side or this side.
Yeah, you're either a blogger / influencer or you support them or you think that that's completely unrealistic and you hate them and you should unfollow all of them. That was kind of what it turned into. Which was unfortunate.
But I think it's interesting because we have me and you here, and you are an influencer and I'm not. So I think it's like,
yeah, it's a good
conversation. It's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting from both sides.
Definitely. So
I hate Instagrammers.
Awesome.
I'm kidding.
What do you, like, from your perspective, not being an influencer or a blogger, do you find, because I think the main thing that they were saying is that people compare themselves to these bloggers and it makes them super self-conscious because they're like, oh, my life isn't this perfect and theirs is. Is that something you've ever felt like you've dealt with or no?
I feel like yes, obviously. Like I want to say everyone has, and if not, I'm very embarrassed. But, like, I'm sure everyone has.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think in certain times of my life, I've noticed it more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in times when I was already sad and, like, very insecure about my life,
mm-hmm.
I obviously was looking like, oh, my gosh, look at this perfect couple. They're so happy. Look at this. They, like, can do whatever they want. They have all this money. They have the perfect life. And it's, like, recently, I think, though, from my perspective, me just having so many, like, influencer friends, but me not being one, I see the people behind it and not just like the, you know, what they put out there, like, oh, look, I'm traveling and having, yeah. So I know that there's like a real human being behind that.
Right.
But I don't know. It's hard because I don't, sometimes I find myself judging other influencers and thinking like,
that aren't your friends, you mean?
Yeah, or that I don't know, that I'm like, oh, their life, they're just acting like their life is perfect. And right. I'm like, well, that's their job.
Right.
So as I've gotten like more secure with myself, I feel like I don't even bat an eye.
I'm right. Just like, oh. You don't care as much.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm sure their life is great and I'm sure they're happy. And if not, that sucks. But right. Like, I'm happy with my life. So.
Yeah. There's nothing to really compare. If you're happy with your life, yeah, then it's exactly. Not an issue usually. And I do, like I said, I completely agree with the fact that I think it can have a very negative effect on your mental health. And it's interesting because I am an influencer and I even struggle with, I've definitely compared my life to other yeah. people's for sure, 100%. But I think it's really, really important to remember. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I think it's important to take a step back and realize that those feelings are, you are in control of them, and
yeah, you have to no take responsibility.
You have to take responsibility at the end of the day, and no one can make you feel inferior but yourself. So it's important to, I don't know, I think whenever I'm feeling negative or comparing myself to other people, like I feel like I'm at a point where I can look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, I need to take a step back and maybe get yeah. off Instagram today, because that's not their fault that I don't feel good about myself. That is my fault completely.
Yeah, they're not,
you know,
doing it to make people feel bad.
No. But I think the other thing is, and I want to almost educate people on, is that Instagram, when you are a blogger or an influencer and it is your job, like it is literally your job to post pretty photos.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people still get upset about sponsored photos, but it's like the reality of it is a job for a lot of people. And if you don't yeah. like sponsored photos, you do not have to follow bloggers, because that's their job, so they're going to be sponsored photos.
Yeah,
in their
it's
feed.
Like TV and commercials. I feel like back when commercials were the main way of like marketing and like mm-hmm. radio before social media, it's like if you don't like commercials, don't watch TV. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Like just turn off. But no one does. Everyone still watches TV.
Right.
So it's like it's the same thing with social media. I don't know why everyone's freaking out about it. Like, you shouldn't be making money doing this. It's like, what?
Yeah, it's just a Why? Job. It's just like anything else. But I think because it's become so personal, because before, I think comparing yourself to, you know, before the times of social media, it's like you said, TV, it's magazines. And I feel like that's not as personal as this person that you know, or you kind of know through a friend of a
yeah.
friend that seems to be perfect. You're like, oh, so that's more attainable than, you know, some celebrity on a magazine. So I think it almost gets
yeah.
to people more. Do you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Sense.
Does that even make sense?
Yeah. No, I know. I think it just comes down to taking responsibility for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, again, did you finish Four Agreements?
No, not yet. It's a book, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. This is a book. It's by Don Miguel Ruiz. I have no idea. Sorry, I just butchered that. But it's literally the best book of my entire life. But like one of the agreements, basically like agreements to making yourself happy, is like don't have expectations and also don't take anything personally. So mm-hmm. it's like basically don't take anything personally means everything that happens to you or like that you're feeling is because of you.
Right.
And how you were brought up, how you live your life, your environment, your beliefs, your, you know, opinions, everything. So basically like nothing that – you cannot blame any of that on other people.
Mm-mm.
Like of course it's influenced by that, but it comes down to – nothing that you do is because of other people and nothing that they do is because of anyone else. Like everyone has their complete agency.
Right.
So you have to take responsibility and be like, okay, I can't just be like, these people are making me feel bad. this is why I'm depressed. Like, this is why I have body issues. It's like coming from experience, like, no, that's not why I have body issues. I have my own insecurities. The reason that it's like hurting me so much is because it's a tender spot. It's like a sensitive subject right. to you. Because it's like, if you're having body issues,
then and
you
seeing see a girl in a perfect.
Yeah, she's like perfectly tan, has a six pack, like this huge butt and like this bikini on the beach. You're like in Bali. You're like, cool.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Of course, you're going to compare yourself if you're insecure about that specific thing.
Yeah. And you're going to put a little bit of that blame on her.
Right. Which like, isn't fair to do.
Yeah.
But it's human nature. I mean, I get it. I'm not.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've done it millions of times.
Yeah. And but. So have I. And so I truly, that's why I did understand the movement to a degree. And I thought it was, I did think it was cool that there was awareness being brought up over it.
I think it is more important with the kids aspect too. Like, I totally see that side of it.
Yeah.
Where it's like letting your children have access to that is right. something that's like,
it's definitely dangerous
yeah.
and scary. But I think, because I follow this blogger, her name's Lisa Allen. She's so cute, but she's a mom and she has teenage girls. And I remember seeing on her blog that they did like a Q&A with her daughters who are in high school.
Oh, that's cool.
And she was asking their opinions on social media and, you know, how it affected them. And I was kind of expecting, you know, like, oh, it's so hard. Like, you, whatever, yeah. you know, just because that's kind of always what I hear about how it's having this horrible effect on kids and yeah, kids in high school.
Like high schoolers.
And they had said something like, again, I don't remember it word for word, but something like, our mom has taught it, like, because our mom's a blogger, like, we know that, you know, what you see on social media isn't always, like, 100% the real, yeah. you know, their real life. So, you know, there's no need to, like, yeah, compare yourself to that. Yeah. yeah. I just thought that was cool and yeah. awesome of her to teach her kids that. And I feel like, obviously, I'm not a mom, so I don't know, but I think the best thing you can do, it's, like, social media isn't going anywhere. And so, yeah. and your kids are probably going to have access to it at some point. So the best thing you can do is probably just teach them how to like have self-confidence and, yeah. you know, and where to get that. And, you know, that comes from within and that's not something that you should be searching yeah, for anywhere for sure. else. So while I do see the negative effect for sure, I think there are ways that everyone can, I don't know.
I think it just comes down to like self-love takes practice. Mm-hmm. Having positive thoughts takes practice. Like mm-hmm. it's not something that you're just born with. If you have like these issues, it's something you have to practice. It's like a lifelong thing. Like no one is perfect at it.
No.
And it's like you have to practice like bouncing back. Like if you have a negative thought, like look at this couple. They look so happy. Look at their life. It's so perfect. You have to be able to take responsibility and literally just be like, okay, that's – theirs, this is mine. I have to take responsibility right. and I have to bounce back fast. Like I have to practice having affirmations, like all those little things. It's like right. you just have to practice.
I know. And I think the other thing too that's important to remember is that social media is not mandatory. Like, yeah. you know, when people are super upset over Instagram, I just always think like, well, then you should just not have Instagram for a little bit, you know? Like yeah. it's not mandatory. You don't have to get on Instagram every day and scroll through your feed, even if it is a business. Like there was a point in time where I was feeling pretty insecure about yeah. Instagram and I was comparing my photos to other people and I wasn't, you know, growing that fast or whatever. But the thing is, it's like it is my business, so I couldn't just delete the app.
Yeah.
So I still would post every day, but that's it. I would post. Get off. I wouldn't scroll through my feed at all. So it's like, it's not really going to affect me if I'm not.
Yeah.
Because that's what affects you is when you're scrolling through your feed and looking at other people's.
Yeah, the popular page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when I just would post every day, because that I did need to do that for my business, but then I just wouldn't look at it after that. And
yeah,
I feel
which
like
is good.
That's perfectly fine to do. Like if you're feeling insecure, then take a little break. There's nothing wrong yeah. with that. And it's not mandatory. You don't have to be on Instagram every day.
Yeah.
You know?
And probably better for your inspiration too, like for your pictures.
It's yeah.
like, kind of is like probably hard when you see everyone else's and then have your own inspiration. It's like,
yeah.
to like step back into real life. And
no, it is. It's good. And there was something. So I'm going to look on my phone really fast. I was kind of researching this topic a little bit. And on Forbes.com, there was an article called 6 Ways Social Media Affects Our Mental Health.
Give it to me.
Okay,
let's
so
hear it.
I'll tell you the – well, should I tell you all 6 or just like a few of them?
Just the interesting ones.
Okay. This one says comparing our lives with others is mentally unhealthy, which is kind of what we were just talking
about. Absolutely.
Which is 100% true.
The worst thing.
It says part of the reason Facebook makes people feel socially isolated, even though they may not actually be, is the comparison factor. We fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others as we scroll through our feeds and make judgments about how we measure up. One study looked at how we make comparisons to other posts in upward or downward directions. That is, feeling that we're either better or worse off than our friends. It turned out that both types of comparisons made people feel worse, which is surprising, since in real life, only upward comparisons, feeling that the other person has it better than you, makes people feel bad. But in the social network world, it seems that any kind of comparison is linked to depressive symptoms.
Okay, yeah, that's so true, I feel like, because even sometimes when I see people have, like, they'll be, like, post with a ton of friends, I'm like, oh, I do not have a ton of friends.
Yeah.
Like, even little things, that's not like, that's not my main concern in life, but like I'll see right. that and then I feel like I have a little bit of like, oh, I wish I had more friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's very true.
Well, so it's interesting because it's saying that any comparison makes you a little more depressed, like whether it's good or bad, and which is kind of true because it's saying usually in real life, like only if the other person has it better than you are you like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
But then if they have it worse than you, that doesn't really make you feel depressed.
True.
But
yeah.
I kind of feel that to a degree.
Yeah.
Because even when people like will comment that they're like trying to do Instagram, but it's not working.
Yeah.
I feel so sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, not that I'm perfect at it, but it's like, you know, I got started.
You almost feel guilty probably. Like,
yeah. I got started at a good time and like there's been definitely a lot of luck involved. But
yeah.
Yeah, you almost feel guilty, like, shoot, it works for me, but it doesn't for you. And, like, I feel sad about that. That's almost not fair.
Yeah, do you ever get, like, that overwhelming feeling sometimes? I feel like this is just for very empathetic people, and I feel like you are very empathetic. Like, mm-hmm. an overwhelming feeling of, like, all the people that are suffering in the world, like, almost randomly, where it's like, oh, there are lots of very sad and, like, unfortunate people in the world, and I feel very guilty that I'm living this life.
Yes, you feel like...
Why am I
very lucky? But
yeah, like why?
Almost like, yeah, why do I deserve it?
Yeah.
So I know.
And it always like comes out of nowhere where I'm like literally in the drive-thru or something and I'm like, okay,
depressed.
Why do I deserve this?
I know. No, it's very true. Wait, there was one other one.
Dun, 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 dun. I feel like a lot of the times too, there's like this side of people that are too negative, like you said at the beginning, like, and then there's too positive, or it's like, okay, too positive is like too fake and too, where it's like,
you're
even a
like
lot
faking.
Of Instagrammers aren't like that. It's
right.
like, they're still themselves, but then
right.
there's like a level of like, okay, are you a robot? Like,
yeah.
Do you have
too positive
human
to
flaws?
The point? Yeah. Where you're like, are you a real human being?
Yeah. Like when they're super, super positive, it's like, I mean, being positive is great.
Yeah. It
but
is.
At the same time, there's a little bit of like, okay, like
yeah,
I need
like
a little bit of human
have, yeah.
feeling and emotion. And then there's opposite spectrum where it's like all they say is negative and you're like, okay, you're really bringing me down.
Yeah. No, there have been people that I've had to unfollow for both reasons.
Yeah.
Like it sounds stupid to say that they're too positive, but it's almost just comes across as ingenuine, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then
– and almost a little condescending, which actually probably goes back to just how you're feeling. But
yeah.
Like it kind of feels like that sometimes.
Yeah. And then – yeah, there's the person who's so negative and complains nonstop and you just feel like after you read their posts, you're like, okay, I'm depressed now. Like, that was not fun to read.
There's no like moral of the story at
the
end.
Yeah, yeah. There's no like, but tomorrow will be a better day. It's like, oh, nope, today was just the worst.
Today sucks. Yesterday sucked. Tomorrow's going to suck too.
Yeah, that kind of attitude, I can't be around that all the time. Okay, so this other one said...
By the way, I'm not saying it's bad to be positive.
Yeah,
I want to
make that clear.
It's good.
You know, if you're going to be
just
on one side...
Just not too positive.
If you're going to be on one side of the spectrum,
be on
the
positive,
So this is still on the Forbes site. Says, more friends on social... Okay, they made a typo. And this
Come
is Forbes.com. More friends on social media doesn't mean you're more social. A couple of years ago, a study found that more friends on social media does not necessarily mean you have a better social life. There seems to be a cap on the number of friends a person's brain can handle, and it takes actual social interaction, not virtual, to keep up these friendships. So feeling like you're being social by being on Facebook does not work. Since loneliness is linked to myriad... What is that? Do I not know that word?
I don't know. What is
it? Okay, I don't know. myriad health and mental health problems. So sorry if I mispronounced that, anyone who's smarter than me. Including early death, getting real social support is important.
We're getting real.
Virtual friend time does not have the therapeutic effect as time with real friends. That's so true, though.
Yeah, I've actually, in school, we learned about that a lot. Like,
really?
Friends and community has such a big effect on your health.
Yeah. And seriously?
Do you feel like that? Because I feel like since you have so many, like, connections, do you feel like you get confused almost?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, confused between, like, virtual friendships and then, like, actual friendships. Yeah. Social, face-to-face stuff.
It's really interesting because I do have so many social media friends. Like,
yeah.
And people that I seriously, I feel like we're really good friends. And then I realize we've never met. And I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
And I definitely still feel like we're friends and stuff. But there's such a difference with people you're friends with in real life who you see and interact with. Like, it's such a, I don't know. It's like it's saying it's kind of therapeutic. Like, when you have good friends.
Yeah.
And you hang out with them, it's so different than just like.
Are you pointing at me?
Yes. It's so different than just like DMing if random.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Does so it get like exhausting ever?
To what?
Like,
or. Have so many friends.
No, literally though, like to have like. Or is it?
I don't feel like I have that many friends, to be honest. Like.
Yeah.
I have a few quality, like I have a few really good friends.
Yeah.
That are my real life friends. And I feel like I have a lot of just acquaintances on social media, but it's not like I'm trying to keep up. Like, it's like, oh, if I see their story and I like something, then I'll comment. But it's not this thing where I'm like, oh, I'm trying to keep up with all these friendships that I have. It's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. I
don't find it stressful. Are you more of an introvert or an extrovert?
I know it's like so cliche, but I think I'm right down the middle.
Oh, that's not cliche.
It isn't. I feel like everyone's like, oh, I'm an introverted extrovert.
Oh,
that
yeah, kind yeah.
of thing. That is. Because I love interacting with people and meeting new people and going out and having fun. But there is like, it's seriously 50-50 where I'm like, I do not want to leave my house today. I'd rather be in pajamas and sit on my
couch. You feel more energy when you're with a bunch of people? Like, do you get charged by that? Or do you get more like you have to reset by being alone?
No, I definitely need to reset by being alone.
Oh, then I'd say you're probably more of an introvert, but I get what you mean. Like, you're an outgoing introvert.
Yeah, and I love spending time with people.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes because we don't honestly have that many friends in California.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'm like, oh, I need to, like, have human interaction because it's just been me and
Leif.
It gets
to a point.
In our office for 4 days, and I'm like, I need to go outside.
Like, I feel like that's literally why we're friends, because when instead of going to parties, we literally just stay home. We're like, let's just watch a movie.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
But you just, that's what you need. You need friends who are on the same page, I feel like.
Very true.
Yeah. Okay, wait, there was one more thing I wanted to read. It wasn't on the Forbes site. It was on, I think, BBC.com. And it said that something that is affected by social media in a negative way is our sleep. Did I say that weird? Sleep. I don't know why I said that word weird. But
sleep.
It said, humans used to spend their evenings in darkness, but now we're surrounded by artificial lighting all day and night. Research has found that this can inhibit the body's production of the hormone melatonin, which facilitates sleep, and blue light, which is emitted by smartphone and laptop screens, is said to be the worst culprit. In other words, if you lie on the pillow at night checking Facebook and Twitter, you're headed for restless slumber. Here's the thing. Why do they never mention Instagram? That's like the most popular social media. I think these are outdated.
Come on, BBC.
Do you get on Facebook still?
Also, is the night shift mode on your phone different? Because I always put that on.
At night. No, I put it on at night.
Yeah.
Okay, we're about to get deep.
Okay.
Just kidding. It's not even deep. It's just more embarrassing for me because I do this. Do you, like, are you on your phone at night, like, before you fall asleep and in the morning when you wake up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I try and think about it and, like, I try and get better at it because I know that's so bad. Because I hear people like, you're addicted if the first thing you do and you get up is check your phone.
Sure,
and I literally got my phone as soon as I wake up.
I know. It's so bad. I'm really, truly, I'm not just saying this. I'm, like, really trying to work on it.
Because, yeah, me too.
Because that's like, this is not okay that I – when I'm like, I'm not that tired, it's like, okay, I'll just scroll through Instagram or watch YouTube videos until, like, I literally am falling
asleep. Until I get sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then right when I wake up, it's like, oh, I can't. Because seriously, sometimes it feels like I'm so tired and I can't physically like wake up until I've like looked at my phone for 5 minutes. Then I'm like, okay, now I'm awake because the literal artificial lighting is burning my eyes and I'm like, oh, now I'm awake. That's so bad.
No, I feel you. I tried for a couple nights to put my phone, like charge it on the other side of the room, like so I couldn't do it. And I literally went and laid down 5 minutes later. I'm like, I'm bored. I literally went and grabbed it and like kept looking at it, but.
I know. It's for sure. Like, I am not going
to
lie.
You have to train yourself to fall asleep otherwise. Like, it's probably really hard. You have to probably do it for, like, weeks.
It's just, like, a habit like anything else. Like, that is my habit, so that's what's natural to me, and it will be hard to break for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm really trying to work on that because I do not think that that's
a very good thing. No, that's definitely not.
But, okay, wait. I'm going to keep reading this. It says, last year, researchers from the University of Pittsburgh asked 1,700 18 to 30-year-olds about their social media and sleeping habits. They found a link with They found a link with sleep disturbances and concluded blue light had a part to play. How often they logged on rather than time spent on social media sites was a higher predictor of disturbed sleep, suggesting an obsessive checking, the researchers said. The researchers say that this could be caused by physiological arousal before sleep, and the bright lights of our devices can delay circadian rhythms. I don't really know.
I have no idea
how to read anymore.
I'm not smart.
I didn't go to college.
Yeah.
but they couldn't clarify whether social media causes disturbed sleep or if those who have disturbed sleep spend more time on social media. So they can't like determine which is apparently. But
I feel like it's like the chicken or the egg because it's they're kind of both. If I can't sleep, I'm like, well, might as well get on my phone.
Right. So it's like, is that the reason?
Of my phone.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting. I don't know about that, but I definitely, I need to, I think it definitely affects my sleep. And I think I would, if my phone didn't exist, I would go to sleep a lot earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And I would probably, I don't know how hard it would be for me to wake up. I literally don't remember my life without a phone. Like, this is so crazy.
I know, but we were talking. We didn't even get phones until we were like in what? I didn't get one until I was in high school.
I think I got mine maybe like, I don't remember, maybe eighth grade or something.
Yeah.
So, like I was in
junior high. That's, I feel like when I was in junior high, that's when everyone got phones, but not me.
Yeah. It's crazy that we grew up like without cell phones for, you know what I mean? Like that's not, that's unheard of now. Like, I mean, not that all kids have cell phones, but their parents
we
all
would
have
walk
iPhones.
Places without a phone and have no way to communicate with anybody.
Yeah.
But it wasn't weird.
No, it wasn't weird, but now it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's like so unsafe. It's like, oh, we literally did that for generations.
Yeah, yeah. To not be able to get a hold of someone on a cell phone is like a terrifying concept.
Oh, I get so stressed.
Yeah.
If I like forget my phone to the store. I'm like, what if something happens?
Yeah, and it's like people just did that.
Yeah.
That's insane. But
glad we don't live in that world anymore.
Yeah. I love technology.
I love my phone.
But seriously, like – I forgot who I was talking about this. What did we do? Seriously, like when you're going to the bathroom when you didn't have a phone, like, oh, there was a time when I just went to the bathroom and then like
they had that's why everyone had books in their bathrooms and newspapers and magazines.
Yeah. It's so
still
funny.
In my parents' house they have magazines in their bathroom. And I'm like, why? Everyone has a phone.
I know you're on your iPhone, Stephanie.
She doesn't have an iPhone.
Oh, she doesn't.
No, she literally still has a slidey one.
A slidey.
Yeah. And her eyes, wait, is it, I think it's her T's, don't work, the button,
stop.
T. So she has to put a 7 every time for it. So she'll send us like these long messages and it's literally like I-7, but instead of like that, it's like 7-H-A-7.
Stop.
And Nick finally is like, I literally can't, it's giving me a headache. So
dead.
Mom, if you're listening, please get an iPhone.
We're going to start a GoFundMe for Stephanie's new iPhone. Just kidding. That is so funny, though. Honestly,
so
remember
T9? Emojis.
Remember T9 words?
I was a wizard at that.
It was so fast.
Yeah. That's so sad. I could not do that now, though, I don't think.
Like,
actually, maybe I could.
Here's the thing. People that are – maybe everyone old enough that's listening to this podcast is old enough to remember, but I don't know. T9 word, how do you even explain what that is? It's like
– you just push the buttons like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And they each have like 3 letters assigned to them. And then you just have to like push the number as many times to get to the. So if it was
the
third
word.
Letter, then you have to push it 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
That would take forever.
But wouldn't it kind of guess or something? Like if there was a word, maybe not. I think it would.
I think there was like predict or whatever.
Yeah. That was real high tech at the time.
Our texts were a lot shorter back then.
Did you ever have a Razor? The Razor phone?
No, I literally shared a phone with my brothers, my older brothers. We switched off days. Can you imagine?
How sweet, honestly.
The terror?
The terror.
Sweet? No, it was horrifying.
I had an NV2, or yeah, an NV2.
The NVs.
Like slid
I really
up.
Envied the NVs.
It was...
The chocolate? Do you remember the chocolate?
The chocolate.
Wait, what was the one that like flipped around? Was the that the chocolate?
Or the juke. Wait.
I don't remember the juke.
Oh, crap.
I remember the sidekicks. If you had a sidekicks, you were next level. Sun, yeah.
Oh, man. Good times. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's so unheard of now. Everything's so much.
I know. Phones back then, like, came out so fast. And once the iPhone came, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, there's no going back.
Well, iPhone actually took a while before, like, everyone had the iPhone.
Yeah.
So I feel like we were in, like, eighth grade when the iPhone. Like, I remember someone had the iPhone when I was in eighth grade. And we were like, oh, you can touch it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No keyboard?
Yeah, stunned. That's so crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any other thoughts about social media for us?
Oh, I have a lot.
Enlighten us.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I just was thinking about like people I enjoy following from a person's point of view. That's just like, I don't post that often and I go on a lot like to check. And I feel like the people I followed, I've like kind of been like, okay, I've unfollowed a ton of people because I'm like, why am I following you? I get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
I feel like now the people that I follow the most are either like literally just funny. Not the Instagram comedians. Not them.
Not them.
The people
they
who,
are not funny.
Yeah. The people with the bold letters on like the top and the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yes. And it's like when your crush.
Yeah.
When your prom date gets
pranked on crush.
Yeah.
It's like, no thanks. But it's people who are like funny. Very relatable, or you get something out of it.
Yeah, like they're
like inspiring
something.
Yeah, it's like they have recipes. They're really inspiring. They give good tips. Like,
right.
I feel like those are the people now. And just people who I think are just like awesome, genuine people that I get.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we were talking about it. We're like, there's so much more to life than being pretty. Like
yeah.
when we see a pretty girl now, it's like, give me more. Like, what's your personality?
Yeah.
Because that's what I love to follow. Like, if you're just a pretty face, I mean –
it's unimpressive.
It's unimpressive now. It's like,
yeah.
okay, there's a million pretty girls on Instagram. So like what sets you apart is your personality. And everyone
yeah.
has unique personalities. So it's like if they're just themselves,
yeah.
then certain people will
be drawn to them.
Be drawn to them. But it's like
and if you're pretty, it's just a bonus.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I was saying like I could literally see someone riding off of a golden unicorn off of a 100,000 feet waterfall in a pure gold suit and not be impressed these days.
Because
everyone just has amazing pictures on Instagram.
I know.
It's not like back then, if someone had a picture in Bali, it was like,
it was unreal.
This is legendary. And now I'm like, I've seen that
a million times. It's so
like,
crazy.
Oh, you're floating in the middle of the ocean by yourself and there's no one around you for hundreds of feet. I've seen that.
I've seen that.
You're swimming with sharks. I've seen it.
I know.
Yeah.
Like you're in Santorini in this literally unreal town.
Yeah.
Like, cliffside.
I'm like seeing that someone in that same position wearing
yes.
similar clothes.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there are definitely
it's different
people,
when you know them. You're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool for you. But if it's like a stranger, you're like, whatever.
Yeah, you've seen it all before. And it's so weird because travel blogging or whatever, that wasn't really a thing a few years ago. So like
no.
that really blew up and then now it's gotten yeah. I mean, there are certain people who are like so creative and it doesn't even matter that
yeah.
they're wherever they go, they're just going to create
amazing
content.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they could be on the side of the road and they'd create something awesome. So I feel like it's
yeah.
more about the creativity behind. There are so many people out there who have amazing travel photos
oh,
that like
absolutely
that are just they put their own creative twist on it. And
well,
it's like,
and
I
feel
following.
Like their personality comes out in it.
Yeah,
too. It's not just like oh, look at this place.
No, definitely, and that's what I say. Like, not to do some self promo here, but in my
yeah.
book that I released, my little like social media guide. It's like people follow you because they're drawn to you in some way. Whatever that is, it doesn't mean you have to be perfect and pretty. That's
no,
for sure.
It's usually because they relate to you
it's
on
usually,
some level.
Yeah.
Or they like aspire to be like you.
Yeah. There's something that they're drawn to, whether that's that you're funny or relatable.
Yeah.
That they like your captions, that your pictures are pretty, like that
you have
funny Instagram stories, like something. But there's got to be something there or else you can't really expect, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not like showing your personality or – I don't know. I think it'd be a lot harder to gain followers. just for people who are like aspiring to be influencers. If any of you are listening,
go get her ebook at jcmarie.com. Oh, I don't know what
slash,
it is. Slash ebook.
No,
slash
that's not
JC Marie.
It. That was not it. Just go to my website, jcmarie.com. You'll find it somewhere. Okay, wait. Did you have anything else?
No, I don't remember. I'm sure there is, but.
I think the bottom line here, what do we want them to take away?
Yeah,
what's I just the bottom want, line? Like, there are lots of negative effects of social media. I think we could all do better at using our phone a little less. I think we'd all benefit from it.
Yeah.
Even just, you know, agreed. I'm going to give everyone a little challenge to, like, try and not look at their phone first thing in the morning. Just, like, try it out for a few days. I just
try and
see.
Get out
I'm going
to
try and do
before
it.
Before you check your phone.
Yeah. I'm really going to try to do that the next few days. I really
Let's
am.
Let's try it tomorrow. I'll hold you accountable.
Okay. Chelsea's having
now everyone knows we're having a sleepover tonight.
Chelsea's having a sleepover tonight, so we'll test it out, let you know how it goes. But no, you don't have to do that. I'm not, like, lecturing you. I just think, like, we could all use our phone less and that'd be cool, but also don't feel bad for using social media. And also,
yeah,
it's all how you use it, so just have a positive mindset. And if you cannot get in one, then I think it's important to take breaks and just know yourself. And yeah,
I think you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's what I think too.
Well, literally, I just think you need to evaluate. It's okay if you are not ready to be on social media right now. Yeah. If you're feeling sad, please don't be on social media. Please don't look at Instagram pictures. Like, if you're feeling depressed and anxious, especially.
Yeah, and insecure.
Do something else that you feel beautiful doing, that you feel like, do something for yourself.
That brings you joy or that makes you happy. No, I can't remember when, but there was a day when Leif and I went on a date and I didn't bring my phone.
Yeah.
And, like, it sounds dumb, but I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt so free. And
what were you guys doing?
I honestly can't even remember. I think we went to dinner.
How would you remember? You didn't take a picture.
Exactly. Crap, I need to bring my phone more. No, I think maybe we went on a walk or a bike ride. I can't remember, but I just remember not having my phone for, like, a few hours, and I was like, wow.
It truly is freeing. Yeah. Yeah. I've experienced that for like an hour when I forget to take it to the bathroom.
Just kidding. What are you doing in the bathroom for an hour?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, guys, that's going to be the end of today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And we also wanted to mention,
if you have any thoughts, also, we have a place. Oh, is that not what you're?
No, that is. No, I wanted you to go. I thought you were expecting me to like finish your sentence. And I was like, I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, no, sorry.
We love you.
Okay. No. If you want to leave a thought, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/whatwesaidpodcast.
So if you guys want to like our Facebook page or leave us any comments or like if you have any, just like opinions or comments you want to share, that'd be awesome. And also we have an Instagram. It's called What We Said Podcast. And something that's super awesome is Instagram stories. Super awesome way for us to kind of grow our podcast and
spread the word.
So if you guys liked listening to this episode or any episodes, if you screenshot if you like us at all, just like screenshot your phone right now. If you're listening, wait, can they even listen to it anywhere else besides their phone? Probably not.
I have no idea.
And maybe post it on your Instagram story and tag us, and we'll show you some love, I promise.
Yeah. We'll send you a puppy.
If you guys have any thoughts or any stories that you think would be interesting for us to share or anything like that, please email them to hello@whatwesaidpodcast.com. And yeah, okay, I think I'm done with my very long
We're like,
rant.
What else can you find us on?
Yeah, no, that's it. It's really not hard, but.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And that's what we said.
Bye, guys.